Hello, hello, hello again, everyone. Thank you so much for being patient. We are starting the session. Welcome to Amped Studios. We are here for the Sampra Session Musicians Workshop. And I'd like to thank all of you for coming today. Can I take a scan in the room of who is a songwriter and an instrumentalist slash session musician? Oh, you're a session musician. Nice. And then what other? I know we've got some film producers in the house also. You also a film producer? Amazing. Is there anyone else who feels like I haven't mentioned what they do that I would like to know? Musicians. There are musicians in the house also, né? Not just songwriters themselves. Okay, so I think this one will be very valuable for everyone here in the room. So thank you so much again for coming. Just a little explanation about what Amped Studios does. We are a content creation and knowledge hub. So basically, we host workshops around different aspects of the music industry. We also have services that we offer to the creative community, which include recording, podcasting, film. We've got cameras and we've got staff. And then we also have like an open workspace where we encourage people to come and use our internet. The booking process is quite simple, but you can chat to anyone afterwards, one of our team members, and they'll explain everything to you. In terms of the Wi-Fi, if anyone wants to get onto our Wi-Fi, the password, the network name is AMPD Guest, and the password is AMPD Friends, all with capitals, all caps, AMPD Friends. So the network is AMPD Guest, and password is AMPD Friends. Again, thank you so much for coming. Please note that later on in the day, there's in the session, there's going to be a Q&A. So if you have any questions, you've all got pens on your chairs, please feel free to jot your questions down so that you're ready for the Q&A session. Thank you.
You ready?
Hello, everybody. Sanibona. Ninjani. Niyakhuluma, niyatheta, niyabua.
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay, my name is Hendrik Munyeki, and I am a songwriter. Nami, I'm a performer. I am a music educator, what do you call an ETD practitioner in performing arts. I've been in the business for 20 years. So tonight, this afternoon, we're going to have a great time. I've already noticed that we have songwriters, producers and musicians here. So you are the right audience. Thank you so much for coming this afternoon. Please give yourself a very big round of applause as we are officially starting. So at this moment, I would like to, invite our speakers on stage. Can we give them a very big round of applause as they come on stage? Yeah, I mean, you can do better. Yeah. That's what I did. Thank you so much. Anyway. Okay. All right. So I'm sure we are very familiar with the spaces that you see on stage, right? No? Only Brian. Maybe let me start with Brian here. So this is Brian Rantoming. Yeah, we all know him from television, Joya Celebration. He's also an award-winning artist, Brian Temba, everybody. And a thorn amongst flowers. Flowers among thorns. I'm kidding. Yes, please. Okay, we have Usis Linda from Sampra. Please, a very big round of applause for her. She's a consultant in customer service at Sampra. So anything that has you guys need to know about Sampra this afternoon, she's going to cover that, okay? So we're going to have Q&A sessions later on. So please dodge your questions down and you're going to ask her. All right. Another round of applause for Cicely now. Hey, Billy. Okay, the last gentleman who seated right next to me, his name is Billy Munama. He's a mean guitar player. He has worked with a lot of, you know, great jazz legends, Bomam Dorothy Masuka, Bomam Abigail Kubeka. And we're going to talk a little bit more as we proceed. Billy Munama, everybody. And my name, again, is Hendrik Munyeki. Let's really get into this business for the day. And I'm sure, Siri Dimos, we are ready. Why you look tense? What's wrong? Are you okay? Are you fine? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. You can. You can. Yeah.
You want it? Oh, you hear it?
Yeah. All right. Another thing, please forgive us for starting late. I know, Hori, when I say married black people and time, but we are not about that. We really apologize for starting late. So thank you so much for coming one more time. And we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about, you know, being a session musician in the music industry. What is it like? You know, the do's and the don'ts. How did we make it? How will Billy really made it in the industry, being session musicians, to where they are today? Brian Temba, how did they make it? You know, you ask yourself, is it really something that I can, you know, pursue? You know, is it okay to go on and do this thing? Is it working or not? You know, so let's get right into it. So maybe before we talk Little Billy and Brian, maybe let's invite Osis Linda to talk, give us, you know, take us through what Sampra is all about. Why do we really need to register with Sampra? Because I'm aware that a lot of people only know Sampro. And some even call it Sampro. There's nothing called Sampro, please. So there's Sampra. So Sampra is here this afternoon to really take us through what they're all about and why is it important for you guys to register with Sampra. Can I really invite Cicelinda to take us through Sampra processes? A very big round of applause for Cicelinda.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Linda. As Hendrik has introduced me, I'm from Sampra. Just by a show of hands, how many Sampra members do we have in the house today? Not by filling in the application form today. Existing Sampra members. Okay. So what we do as Sampra is that we collect needle time royalty rights, right? Which would be your music that's get airplayed on your radio stations, in restaurants, and also in pubs. So what we do, we collect those royalties and then we pay them back to you. So we license radio stations and then we pay them back to you in a form of royalties. So it's very important for artists, session artists, in general, when you're an artist over and above, for you to be a member of Sampra. We also have a fund where you are able to apply, where we actually do look out for artists if you want to do music production or you want to do touring or you want to do a workshop or if you want to study. We also do accommodate you in that field. Now, in most cases, session artists, as the topic of today, is that you guys feel like you only realize 10 years down the line, actually, I deserve to be credited in a certain song for me to get royalties. Now, it's very important to make sure that one, you are a member, and two, you make sure that the main featured performer credits you as a non-featured performer. So I'm just going to explain the featured performers and how it goes. So we have a featured performer, which is the main artist, right, in the music. Then we have a non-featured performer, which would be you guys as a session artist. And then we have a other featured performer, which would be the guest in that specific music. And then how we calculate the royalty allocation is that the 65% goes to the featured artist, and then the 35% would go to the session artist. Then the 65 is also shared between the other featured and the featured performer. So in an instance like this, Brian is the featured performer, right? Me and Billy, I am the guitarist. Billy is a backing vocalist. We are then non-featured performers. So it's actually up to me and Billy to make sure that Brian credits us accordingly. It's not Brian's job to make sure to Brian has credit. It's me and Billy's job, because if me and Brian have a fallout and we don't have proof to show Wuti actually I was involved in the making of the song, how are you going to provide proof to us, Wuti, you were also part in the making of that specific album or song? And then we split the 35% between Billy and Linda. Are we all good? Okay, I think you guys can reserve your questions for later.
Yeah. Maybe you spoke about little time. What is little time?
So little time, like I said, we license our music users. For an example, your radio stations, your pubs, your restaurants, retailers. We offer them, well, they pay actually a blanket fee of a license. When they pay us that money, we then pay you guys in a form of a royalty. Yes. So it's very important to make sure that you guys are aware which radio stations are actually licensed with Isampra. We don't license community radio stations at the moment, as because the return investments, it's really unfair for us. They should pay a license fee. So you find some artists will come and be like, oh no, but my radio plays at Katlehong FM or whatever the reason would be, but it's not licensed with Isampra. So if we are not getting anything from them, we can't pay you, because we are also not receiving anything in the form of payment to be able to pay you back.
Do we all know where Isampra is? Please raise your hand if you know where Isampra is. You see what I meant? People only know Isampra. And in the same building where Isampra is, that's where Isampra is. Did you
correction? We moved. Know yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. I wanted to check if you really knew your story. But anyway, we really need to know where Isampra is. It's very important. You know, what do they do? Like she explained, what is little time? What does these other entities do? So it's very important to know where Isampra is. A very big round of applause for Cicely. And that, you want to say something?
Yes. We're actually currently working remotely. So if you guys need any information regarding Isampra, there is an email on the pamphlets, which is info@isampra.org.za, where you can just email us with any queries that you have. We also have an app. So you can either go in your Play Store or iStore, and then you just download the Isampra app. You are able to register as a member. You are also able to notify and also send queries through the app. So you don't necessarily have to come to the where we actually are at the offices, because you're not going to find anyone there. We are working remotely. So it's best you send an email. You can send an email through an email, or you could just use the app. You can also go to our website. Everything is also on the website or our Facebook pages as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Big round of applause. Now let's get into this business of being a music session musician. Let's bring Billy in first. And maybe, Billy, can you tell us who is a session musician? What is a session musician? And what role do they play in the music industry?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Billy Munam. A session musician is also called a sideman. Sideman means like a side person of the artist.
Okay.
You know, so there's a principal artist. So a principal artist is that one who is in the cover of the CD. And then you, as a session artist, you are inside. They need to open because you contributed in playing an instrument. Whether it's singing as a backing vocalist, and also, you know, playing violin, whatever instrument is that. So those people are session musicians. And what makes them sessionists is that they don't work for a certain artist only. They are freelancers as well. Today they are working with Brian Temba. Tomorrow, Brian Temba is looking for him. He's not available. He's going to work with Maphorisa, he's going to work with other different artists. So it's a very difficult one, you know, I must say. It's not easy. I started playing guitar in 1997, and in 1999 I was already having my first passport to travel. At that time, it was very easy because I was, you know, introduced in working with legends, you know, from at the young age. And I got serious money at the young age, you know. Even though the build-up to it, I started performing at the restaurants. I was getting 350 rands at the restaurants. And mind you, I don't even have a car. So now, what I've been longing to speak to you. That is why I made notes for you.
Yes.
I've been longing to speak to you.
By the way, Billy is an educator. So, yeah.
And I'm an author, you know. So,
yes.
Every day I do research. I interview, you know, session musicians and band leaders. And I hear different stories every day. So that is why I've been longing to speak to you and share this. So now, if you want to become, I know in here there's a producers and filmmakers and, you know, as an artist, you need to have a mentor. You need to have a mentor. When I say mentor, I don't mean that you are a friend who agrees with everything that you say. You need to have someone. When he sees what you are about to take a cocaine, he's like, hey, what are you doing? You need to have discipline, because what will make you a session player that is reliable and have a longevity, it is discipline. For example, same thing, you have a watch, engine, you have a watch everywhere. Rehearsal is 10 o'clock. Do you arrive at 11:30 or do you arrive at 10? Such small things. It's not about the talent. Someone says, no, I have a talent. And then tomorrow when I want to book you, I think about my time that you're going to waste 1 hour and 30 minutes. There are bands that I am, there are gigs that I said no because there was someone in the band whom I knew that also feel late. Because when you arrive late, it means there's a principal artist.
Yeah.
There's a principal artist, a superstar. We said 1 o'clock we're leaving. She arrived at 11. She arrived at 1 o'clock. I picked up my things. I left. Actually, I think it's no. We said 11, 1 o'clock. I am. They arrived at that time. So it's discipline that makes you to be to have a longevity as a sessionist musician. When I say session musician, this applies to everyone in this room, whether it's you know, vocalist and so forth. I'm a vocalist. You're going to make up. You will do it there. Anyway, wake up early. Wake up early. Prepare yourself. And work on your craft. Your craft is a talent. Because that will make you survive longer. Because you need to be versatile. To be a session musician, you need to be versatile. Because, trust me, I performed in the Summer Awards, many prestigious award ceremonies whereby I had to play different repertoire. From Maskanda, Umbakanda, you know, hip hop, jazz. You need to be wired differently as a session musician. Brian, I met Brian Temba a long time ago. A friend of mine, you know, was the producer, Alex Falk, who were in a musical theater. He's like, hey, Billy, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's go and do a gig with Brian. And we never even rehearsed. So now these people, they book you because they trust you that you're going to arrive on time. And then do you have the right instruments? Do you have the right equipment? I know it's difficult to buy yourself equipment, especially if you are starting. You know, especially if you are starting. But you need to start somewhere. In financial management, it is very important as well. Because now, in Kinga, today's artists, they get 15,000 for a gig. It will be done. So we must stay away from those social pressures so that you can invest in your craft. Yeah. Then I meet Brian Temba, I get the rooftop, we are about to do a gig, and then I have the acoustic, but it was not a steel strings. He was so disappointed that I brought the wrong guitar. I brought the wrong guitar for the wrong music.
Billy, just to come in right there, I mean, you're speaking about doing Brian's gig and you didn't rehearse, how important it is for session musicians to check other people's songs. I mean, if it's pretty obvious that if you didn't know the music, you wouldn't have played with Brian.
Absolutely.
Stop.
So they tell me, I've done so too many gigs whereby, so schooling, for example, so I always say that if you want to be a musician or anything that you want to be, if you want to be a producer, you need to learn how to play piano. You can't be a producer who don't know how to play piano or else who's raised on a piano. Even those guys who are doing amapiano, they know how to play piano. I've done sessions with some, musicians.
Yes,
and they know how to play piano. You need to know how to, a foundation, at least. Brian Temple, you see, he's a singer. He knows how to compose because he knows how to play piano. And everyone. So now, it means then you must consume each and every kind of music so that when the opportunity arises, you are ready to strike that opportunity. Answering your question also is that you learn, if you're a session musician, you are always under pressure to learn a new song because like, I mean, I used to do 5 gigs with different artists. I was performing with Malaika, with Sipogazi, with Hostix Mabuse, Kamakwini, Tandiswa, same festival. All this thing is different repertoire. You have to remember each and every detail in the music. And then I just change the t-shirt and then I go there. And, you know, it's because it's a memory. You need to exercise your memory. But not because I was privileged that to see the door of the school. So now this is the most important thing. You need to go to school so that you can expand your knowledge. So now other things, I listen to them. At school, they teach you oral perception. So when you listen to the oral, to the song, how many instruments do you hear? What are this instrument playing? So you must be able to analyze music from that point of view before you can even play the instrument. Do you know what the guitar is playing? What the drummer is playing? What the piano? What the overdubs are playing, and all the parts of the instruments, then that will equip you and make your ear sharp that for you to learn a new song, it doesn't take you 7 days anymore. Sometimes when I get into the studio, I have a session in the studio, I don't want to even hear the song because it's like having a kiss for the first time. When I go in the studio, I have the kiss for the first time. Have you ever kissed someone new? You have that anxiety, you know. You don't know whether he's going to kick out the tongue or what. You know, you have that anxiety. You don't know how the kiss is going to be. So music is like that.
Yeah.
Music is like that. First time when I hit, that is why in studio, the first take is always the right one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything comes after that, you can do 4 takes. They won't.
Yeah.
So if they send me the music, I don't want to hear it. I want to get in studio and make it the first kiss.
Yo. Well, sir, and I'm so glad that you're speaking about, you know, music education. You know, there's this thing that's actually happening in our country. People don't really respect musicians because, you know, we are labeled as latecomers, we are labeled as illiterates and whatnot. You know, we really need to change the norm and go to school. How many of you have studied music? Maybe are you in? Nice. So it's very important that we go to school, Billy, because, why should doctors go to medical school? Right? To be called?
Doctors.
But tinage, you have a record, you sing a low EP, and then you are a full musician. Talent alone is not enough. You need to acquire skill. You need some form of qualification. Akisha Pilmo, please keep me up. You'll be around first.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about it, you know, music education. I'm also a music educator just like Billy. And, you know, maybe just to bring you in, Brian, and, you know, how important and how do you, maybe how can you advise fellow musicians here? How do you promote yourself as a session musician?
One, two. Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Brian Temba.
Run to me.
Hi. I'm not run to me. So, I'm not run to me. I'm not serious. So, first of all, thank you for having me, Sambra. And I want to say thank you to Sambra for Needle Time. My God, that's the best thing ever. because it recognizes the people behind the scenes, the people that we don't see in the front. So I've played both as the front and the behind the scenes. Session musician, Billy, I respect you for what you said, man. School is very important. Tina, we come from a background of talent, the gift. We start with the gift, which is very important. Before the passion comes in and you know that you can get paid for singing or for talent. When I started in the industry, actually, I didn't start in the industry. I started singing in church and Begumnandi. Yeah. I loved what I did and they exploited us. And, you know, it's okay. I mean, I would have said we had to go through that, but we never really had to go through that. That's where school comes in, and it's very important. Yeah. Unfortunately, me nabangi say good business management, but I'm befundi business management. Yeah. And this is when I discovered that people got paid to sing or play instruments and all of that. Because my background, where we come from, popular at home, like in our area. There was no one popular. There was no reference of success as far as music was concerned. So if you went to your parents and said, I wanted to sing, they were like, because it was nothing. I mean, what? So we were getting paid. This was in the exposure. So when I started singing sessions, when I started singing, Vicky Vilagazi actually discovered me. I was singing in church and these people are beautiful. Their image is just everything, you know? And they sound like angels.
Okay.
I'm like, why ni bahle so? And why ni kula kamnandi so? And why ni kula? Yabo? But we sing because this is our bread and butter. We get paid to actually sing. And I was like, are you kidding me? I had just discovered Wutinye was a cool level. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm not going to go. I'm not going to business management. So I went to my parents and said, this is all going on. And then I'll go to school there. Because I wanted the music. Now, look at it this way. If my parents knew that I loved music that much, regardless of whether there was a reference, there was somebody else who was popular because of music, if they knew my passion and they sent me to school to do music, how much further or how much more advanced would I have been to know the music business, first of all? As much as I'm talented, as much as I can sing and everything else, imagine if I had known the music side, the business side of music, because that's the most important thing. If you choose music, you know what you're getting yourself into, right? Which is sessions, being an artist in your own right. You got to get paid for that. You have to get paid for that. We did a lot of free things. We did a lot of, I was part of Joyous Celebration, but it's okay, you know? We started there, you know? But again, if you were informed, if I was informed, let me speak for myself. If I was informed, we would say I'm actually worth a lot more than 300 rands. It would have been better, right?
Yeah.
But while there, you know that being informed is a problem in the industry as a session musician.
Yeah.
Because, but you so we are facing so many things, so many challenges as artists. You shouldn't know too much. You understand? Some of us are not signed, not because we don't want to get signed, but because we know too much.
Yeah.
If I'm going to sit with an executive, yes, Universal or Sony or whatever, he's on challenge because I know my worth. I know who I am. Yes, I'm in a studio. Yes, I'm doing music for people, but I'm also doing what I feel. Mang kula, mang recorder, mang producer. I have to feel it first before it goes out.
Yeah.
So that's an investment on its own.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So mawuzohlala nami uzonegotiate nami as a story sakho. Because one, I have a lawyer. You understand? I'm quite excited ukuthi ngifuna ukurecord ne studio ngazi record and you understand? I can do that. What are you bringing to the table? Music? Oh, I can do that with my eyes closed because right. That's who I am.
Brian, maybe let's talking about having your own studio and being independent. Maybe let's talk about contracts.
Eish.
You know, I'm actually reminded of a lot of stories happening.
No. We obviously know a lot of stories that have happened. Mm. A lot of people, unfortunately, they look at artists. For one, umuntu zobona uCasper Nyovest athi ngifuna ukufana noCasper. They don't know what's behind the scenes or what Casper did to get where he is. You see what I'm saying? And you find a lot of young people saying, "Abana ni talent, but oh, you're a rapper, Casper. No, I'm not a rapper, and I can have money because they see money. They want money. They want success. They associate success with rap or music or anything like that, and then they get into the industry because they want money. They don't read the contracts. And abanye, they are talented. But the only important thing to them is to cut the CD, namengbon, we a TV, ngibe famous, and ngibona ulo ukabza the small no maphorisa abagqoki iGucci, namengifuna ukugqoka iGucci. You don't.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
Because we've seen so many young people who are talented, but bapelele, nowhere. You see what I'm saying? I've been in this industry for 25 years now. I'm celebrating 25 years this year. You know, and before I left, I was actually part of the Lion King in the States and in the UK as well. Before I left, I was part of Joyous Celebration and Lindelani Mkize and Lazise Robe. At the time, it was Sony BMG. Because I was also part of Family Factory, you know, there were a few groups that were signed to Sony. So they could see value in me, you know, and they were like, okay, Siyabonga Avaya and all of those. Can we sign you as an artist? I was young then. I said no. One, I didn't know the industry. I'd just come into the industry. I got into the industry in 1998 and they wanted to sign me in 1999. And I was like, no, I don't know the industry. I don't know what's rightfully mine. I don't know. And I was singing R&B. I wanted to sing R&B. I didn't want to sing anything else. You understand? And I don't think Afropop was big at the time either. So they were like, no, sign up. So Klanganisa no Kenny Latimore. I didn't know. I'm not fooling because I don't know what I'm getting myself into. So contracts are the most important thing in an artist's life. Whether we are kala, whether, and they will make you feel, don't get it twisted, they'll make you feel what you need them. You see what I'm saying? Mongena la pune talent, ahantano ntoyembu mfana. So asisayene la, uyosayene wena because you want money. And sometimes we come from disadvantaged families.
Yeah.
And you want to support your family, you want to make your mom proud, akubona TV yaza umama bethu mfethu baba sibona TV bajabula kabi, you know, they become so happy when they see us on TV, but we forget ukuthi contract is the most important thing. And don't get it twisted, bazokujuta laba and amawa ama rights wakho abakufuni.
Yeah, I see Bill wants to come in there.
Yes, I'm going back to the session and the business of the day.
Yeah,
right. Brian is going somewhere else.
Not in English. But the testimony is very important.
So, now, when he's talking about contracts, the irony is that as a session musician, there's no contract.
Yeah.
For the entire life or until, well.
But is it right?
No.
It is not right. According to music business, so now, there's two sides of music business.
Yeah.
They say, There's a education, you know, book, theory, music business, and there's a street music.
Yeah.
The book says that you must have a contract. Brian says, I want a contract, and then forget about that. For many, many, many years. I've never done a session with the I've never done a session with the contract. The contract is that message, is that WhatsApp.
Unless it's big movies from America.
But actually, I wanted to come there.
Yeah.
But if you did, like you did Lion King, did you sign?
No, it was different because I was playing a lead role. So it was different. But we've done movies with Lebo M while we were out there. And we signed contracts. There were contracts.
So what's the problem in our country with the music industry where people are not signed?
It's not taken seriously.
As a certain musician, you understand? Yeah. Lion King is a big production.
Yeah.
So there's they need to be
paperwork thoroughly done. So why is not big? So there shouldn't be any people.
The band, in the band, you have five of you.
Yeah.
They won't be just send me the invoice.
Yeah.
Shortcut. So with the big production, there's a lot of
paperwork.
It's a big production.
Now remember, what's the use? What's the importance of signing the contract? Why are we signing the contract? What are we avoiding?
Well, we're avoiding disputes.
Aha.
Yeah.
So then you get into a band, you get into Brian's band, and Brian's, for whatever reason, he's not paying.
We have an answer for that. Listen, I worked, I was a session musician for many years.
Yeah.
You know, a principal artist, right? Mm-hmm. He canceled a gig. He says, Billy, a day before. So now, I wrote here for you guys. A livelihood of a session musician.
Yeah.
It depends on the principal artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Brian Temba is my client.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian Temba, you know, it depends on him. If Brian Temba tomorrow decides that he has a sore throat, he's not going to sing. What's going to happen? And Mina, sing bali imali ukuthi, I'm going to get a session and buy peanut butter in here, you see?
Yeah.
So it means that gig is canceled. But let be the session musician canceling Brian Temba.
Brian
Temba, the ego arises with Ubani, you know, the canceler leader. The whole entire South Africa will know that you didn't make it to the gig.
Yeah. Yeah,
but a session musician knows how to stomach. That is what I call they are called side men.
Mm.
They can stomach late cancellation. Yeah. After today, with Billy, the gigs are it's no longer happening.
Yeah.
So Kezile already, so is then O'Brien has kept the 50% deposit from the client.
Yeah. When Clem and me, hey, my example now.
It's an example.
Yes, I mean,
he did pay me, for a session, and so certain musicians, they rely on the principal artist, and there's always a missed opportunity on session musicians. I know people who used to play with the older musicians back in the day. So now you must always be focused when you're a session musician. Whether you're a session camera, videographer, or someone who's doing a session, you must always be focused. Me, I was focused about this day. Now, it's not about me, but I'm telling you the recipe.
Yeah.
Right. Every time I was going to gigs with these superstars, there will be media. And this media will love guitar player, will love the drama. That's where you have content. You need to secure that content so that one day when you release an album, you don't rely on the PR that you're going to pay the money that you don't have.
Mm.
You meet these people while you're with Brian. Oh, Brian is my example. Don't worry about that. So you meet the media, they meet you. But now, because you're not focused, what you're focusing on is to just jump on stage and do your 45-minute set and go. You don't know how the business goes.
Mm.
And back to the music business.
Mm.
In the music business, they say that you must get the contract. Brian says no. So now, okay, cool. You get the contract.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, you get the contract, and then artist number A, he doesn't pay the money as agreed on the contract. Do you have the money to fight that?
Mm.
You don't have money to fight that. By the time you finish fighting, your session money is finished. So they don't pay you intentionally. Someone books you knowing that they won't pay you. Me, I have an artist that still he hasn't paid me until I declared that money that I see. And then when they see me, they come, "Hey, Billy, how are you? They want to give me a hug." And then they want to make excuses why they didn't pay me and all that.
Brian, just to bring you in, how is the music industry when you started and now?
I find that it was, you were appreciated for talent
mm-hmm.
in the